from positivism to analysis. Yet early in the 20th century, the influence of German philosophy began to increase significantly. Setting aside until chapters 4 and 5 better-known German imports such as Marxism, and setting aside the massive exodus of intellectuals from Germany to England and America in the 1930s because of the rise of National Socialism, the impact of German philosophy upon Anglo-American intellectual life was being felt even by the beginning of the century. Our focus in this chapter is upon epistemology, and epistemological concerns dominated Anglo-American philosophy for the first half of the 20th century. The various leading schools of 20th century Anglo-American philosophy, broadly positivist in their orientation, and collectively known as analytic philosophy, are deeply indebted to German philosophy. As philosopher Michael Dummett has written, quote, "The sources of analytic philosophy were in the writings of philosophers who wrote principally or exclusively in the German language," unquote. Analytic philosophy is not, however, a variant on Hegelian speculative or Husserlian phenomenological philosophy, although Bertrand Russell was a Hegelian and a partial Kantian early in his career, and Gilbert Ryle was an early exponent of Husserl's approach. Analytic philosophy developed out of 19th century positivism. Positivism was developed in the 19th century by scientists with a strong philosophical bent and by philosophers strongly impressed with science. The philosophical framework that they operated within drew heavily upon Hume's nominalist and skeptical empiricism and upon Kant's epistemology. Positivism accepted as firm philosophical principles the Humean dichotomy of facts and values, the Humean and Kantian analytic-synthetic dichotomy, and, as a premise, the Kantian conclusion that while seeking metaphysical truths about the universe may be fruitless and meaningless, science could at least make progress with organizing and explaining the flow of phenomena. In the second half of the century, positivism was given further impetus and a new direction by innovations in logic and the foundations of mathematics, developed primarily by the German mathematicians Gottlob Frege, Richard Dedekind, David Hilbert, and Georg Cantor. To the extent that these mathematicians were philosophical, they offered Platonic and Kantian interpretations of mathematics. The new impetus was felt strongly in the English-speaking world early in the 20th century when, just prior to World War I, Bertrand Russell brought the German developments to the English-speaking world, publishing with A.N. Whitehead, Principia Mathematica, 1910 through 1913. Russell's work on logic and the philosophy of logic was in turn one of the streams that fed into the creation of the logical positivist school. Logical positivism's origins are also culturally German, in the regular meetings of the Vienna Circle, begun after the Great War by a talented group of philosophically informed scientists and science-impressed philosophers. Logical positivism developed into a philosophical force and was then re-imported into the English-speaking world, most famously by A.J. Ayer's Language, Truth, and Logic in 1936. While initially motivated to uphold reason, logic, and science, positivism's and analysis's internal developments led to their core commitments becoming hollowed out and their consequent collapse.